Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host. And today, we'll explore how a simple wow transformed the search for extraterrestrial life and how you can harness the power of serendipity to drive innovation in your workplace. Let's roll.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something pretty cool. It's all about serendipity and how it can drive innovation, especially when we're thinking about teams and workplaces.
You know,
those unexpected aha moments.
Yeah, like those breakthroughs you just don't see coming.
Exactly.
And what's really interesting is that the inspiration for this whole deep dive actually came from outer space, believe it or not.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It all started with the WOW signal and the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
The WOW signal. I've heard of that, but I didn't really know much about it.
Well, let me tell you, it's a pretty fascinating story. So back in 1977, an astronomer named Jerry Eamon, he was working on this project called SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, at Ohio State University. And he was analyzing data from the Big Ear radio telescope when he came across something totally out of the ordinary.
What was it?
A strong, narrow-band radio signal, unlike anything he'd ever seen before. It was so intense and unique that Eamon circled it on the printout and wrote, "Wow," next to it. And that's how it got its name.
That's amazing. So this signal from space was just so unexpected and unusual that it earned a wow from scientists.
Yep. It was like finding a hidden clue to something much bigger.
I can see why that would spark so much excitement and research.
Yeah.
It really does feel like stumbling upon a piece of a larger puzzle.
Exactly. And just like the WOW, signal kicked off decades of research and exploration. Similar aha moments can be catalysts for amazing innovation in teams.
Interesting. So we're talking about harnessing that same sense of wonder and discovery, but in the context of our everyday work lives.
That's the idea. It's about using serendipity. You know, those unexpected but lucky discoveries to unlock creative potential in our teams and in our workplaces.
So it's not just about hoping for those lucky breaks. It's about actually creating an environment where they're more likely to happen.
Exactly. And the exciting thing is there are actually concrete strategies we can use to do just that.
Okay, now I'm really interested. Tell me more about those strategies. What can we actually do to make these wow moments more likely?
Well, one of the most impactful things you can do is focus on how you design your physical workspace. It's about creating spaces that encourage those chance encounters and spontaneous interactions.
Okay, I can see that.
Think about open areas, communal spaces, designated collaboration zones, places where people from different departments can just bump into each other, strike up conversations.
And maybe spark a new idea.
Right.
So it's about creating an environment where those serendipitous encounters can happen more naturally.
Precisely. Yeah. It's like you're designing for serendipity. Like even just strategically placing coffee machines or printers in central locations can create these natural gathering points.
That's interesting.
Or even think about curved walkways instead of just straight corridors. Those can increase the likelihood of those chance encounters, you know?
Yeah. I never thought about it that way, but it makes sense. So it's really about thinking about those subtle design choices that can actually have a big impact.
Exactly. And that whole idea of fostering connections actually applies to our second strategy too, which is all about building cross-discipline teams.
Right, bringing together people with different backgrounds and skill sets.
Exactly. Because when you have a team with a really diverse range of perspectives and experiences, they each bring something unique to the table. And that mix of ideas can sometimes lead to these unexpected insights and creative solutions that you just wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Yeah, it's like that saying, two heads are better than one, but on a much bigger scale.
Exactly. And speaking of scale, we can't ignore the big change in how we work these days, virtual teams. And that brings us to our third strategy, virtual serendipity.
This is a big one, especially now with so many teams working remotely or in these hybrid settings. How do we create those water cooler moments when everybody's spread out?
That's a challenge, right? It takes being really intentional. We have to think about the virtual versions of those physical spaces we were talking about.
Okay, I like that.
Things like dedicated Slack channels for non-work-related chats, virtual coffee breaks where people can just connect informally.
So it's like creating that virtual water cooler online.
Exactly. Or even things like open Zoom rooms where people can drop in and out throughout the day. And then don't forget about the power of regular cross-functional meetings or workshops. Those can be great opportunities for teams that don't typically work together to connect and share ideas.
And potentially stumble upon those wow moments.
Exactly.
So it's about being proactive and really intentional about creating those opportunities for connection, even when we're not physically in the same space.
Absolutely. And that leads us to the fourth and final strategy, which is all about cultivating a mindset that embraces serendipity.
So this one sounds a little bit different. It's less about specific tactics and more about a fundamental shift in how we think about work.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's about fostering a culture that really values those unexpected discoveries. You know, it encourages exploration, it embraces adaptability. It's about moving away from that rigid top-down approach to innovation and creating space for those bottom-up aha moments to bubble up.
So it's almost like how Eamon was open to finding something totally unexpected in that data from the Big Ear telescope.
Exactly. He was looking for patterns, sure, but he was also open to something completely new and unexpected coming up. And it was that openness that allowed him to recognize the significance of the WIW signal.
Right. It could have been easy to just dismiss it as a glitch or just some anomaly.
Exactly. And imagine if he had done that.
We might still be wondering if we're alone out there in the universe.
That's right. And it's the same in our workplaces, you know?
Yeah.
If we're so focused on finding what we think we should be finding, we might miss those truly groundbreaking discoveries that are right there in front of us.
That's a great point. So to wrap things up, what's the main takeaway for our listeners today? How can they apply these principles to their own teams or their own work environments?
Well, I think the most important thing is to understand that serendipity isn't just random luck. It's something we can actually cultivate. It's about being intentional. Whether it's through workspace design, cross-discipline collaboration, embracing virtual serendipity, or fostering that mindset that values the unexpected, we can take concrete steps to really unlock that creative potential within our teams.
It's about being open to those wow moments and recognizing that innovation often comes from the most unexpected places. And it makes you wonder what other wow moments are out there waiting to be discovered, both in the vast universe and in our everyday work lives.
It's a pretty exciting thought, right?
Absolutely. And on that note, I want to thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the power of serendipity. It's been a fascinating conversation.
It really has. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.